Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Experience the unconventional,
evening, boss.
The unpredictable,
what's happening?
And the completely unorthodox,
exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee, the late-night alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
This is great! 03444991000, you phone up and say, can you do us a favour?
Elton and David Furnish.
Sorry?
Iconic duo.
It's iconic lovers.
They are lovers.
Okay, no, but you called it an iconic duo.
Okay, sorry, I'm confusing things.
Okay, Elton and David Furnish, we've got it. 03444991000. We've gone from nothing to actually this being the greatest show of all time.
It's going to be brilliant.
Here's what we've got. We've got some features. One is called Just for Show. What have you got? What do you own that does something but you don't use it? It's just for show. Iconic lovers. And can you do us a favour? And you phone up and you ask us for a favour, or you ask one of the listeners for a favour. 03, this is going to be great. This is how you do it, Amy. This is how you do it. 03 444 499 1000. Phone calls are free. May cost you pennies tops, but you'll speak to Amy. She will take your name and number, and we'll give you a call back. You can call in about any of these excellent regular features that we're introducing to the show, or you can call in about anything. We do get so many tweets and texts. Can I call in about why don't you call in and talk about it and start the conversation? It's another feature. It's called
start the conversation.
This is incredible. This is the most prolific day of my life. So start the conversation where you phone up and you say, I just want to start the conversation about... Whoa! Hang on a second. I forgot I had Skype set up. We'll go to the ads in a minute. Hello, Tom.
Hello, I've returned.
How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
I'm looking, Tom. I'm going to be honest. Let me guess. 12 years old?
Yes.
Man.
Oh, you're good. Man, he's good.
It's slightly different because Tom has called in on the Skype, late night alternative, and I can see him. Tom, what is that? What are those wooden... Oh,
figures.
Those are figures with the big head behind you, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. I've got, like, everyone. I've got, like, Western to Walking Dead.
Mate, you've not got everyone because I've been in a store in New York where they have, like,
loads
more than that. You've got a lot. You've not got everyone.
What are they? Harry Potter?
You know you were talking about our Japan yesterday?
Yeah. He's got the Japanese flag up on his wall. He's got the Japanese flag up on his wall. He's got the Japanese flag up on his wall. Tom is Nihon crazy. What can we do for you tonight, Tom?
I'm just calling up to talk about when China are going to the dark side of the moon.
Can you, right, we're going to do that, but can you say, because we're trying to make features, can you say, I want to start the conversation about China going to the dark side of the moon?
I want to start the conversation about China going to the dark side of the moon.
We got a feature, guys. Tom is the first one in, and I'm loving it. Talk to me about it, Tom, because there were lots of people, weren't there, that thought there were, like, factories and shops and weapons on the dark side of the moon.
Yeah. Basically, I think it's just a whole load of malarkey, to be honest.
Malarkey, you say?
The other side of a planet is pretty much the same as the other side.
Yeah. Well, England is very different to Australia. Different languages, different attitudes to race. Well.
Yeah, but like with something like Saturn,
yes.
It's exactly the same.
How do you know? You been there?
No, but I do have a space simulator.
Well, but I bet that space simulator was made by NASA. Do you trust everything NASA says?
The stuff that they've proven is real, then yes.
Okay, so Saturn is the same on the other side. You think the moon is the same on the other side. What about Uranus? Is Uranus the same on the other side?
I'm not sure. I haven't seen what... Uranus... Oh, it's brilliant.
It's brilliant.
Yeah, I haven't seen what...
It's brilliant, Tom. Never.
Yeah, I haven't seen what Uranus actually looks on the other side, but it's probably the same.
Okay.
You imagine, yeah.
Well, I never for one second bought the thing about there being factories and like aeroplanes and spaceships on the other side of the moon. It was a nice story, but haven't China been there already and taken pictures of it?
I'm not sure. I know NASA's been to Mars and taking pictures of Mars. I swear now, like, Mars is just turning into, like, a robo-planet.
Tell me more.
Because the amount of robots, well, I'm not sure how much robots they've had on it, but it looks like they've had more and more robots.
Yeah. Well, what do you think, I have a great theory. That we humans lived on Mars maybe like a million years ago, and we had to leave because of some great tech war or some natural disaster. It's a theory, and a lot of scientists are really starting to grasp this theory and back it up. What do you think, Tom?
Yeah, maybe because have you seen Doctor Who?
Which one's Doctor Who?
The one when he flies in this thing.
Oh, yes. He's got pointy ears, yes.
Yeah, he came from a planet that had a war, and he...
She.
And, yeah. If you look at the story, it explains
I've seen Doctor Who. I'm aware of Doctor Who and Tom Baker's great work.
Yeah. Yeah, so he comes from a planet called Gallifrey, and it's been into war, so he needs to flock from the planet, and all the time laws have been just washed out.
Yeah,
and he's the only one left. So,
yeah.
And he's pretty much just flocked to Earth, really. But he goes to any planet he wants, really.
See? So it could work. So what you're saying is
flopped. He's flopped to Earth.
My just like this show is flopping to Earth. My theory could be correct. All right, Tom, listen, we got to go because I'm late for the adverts, but thanks for calling in, man. Nice to talk to you.
All right, no problem.
See you later. Bye-bye. Bye. Best
no
call of the week so far is from Tom. 03444991000. He was phoning in for our regular features. I want to start the conversation. We've also got Can You Do Us a Favour, Iconic Lovers, and Just for Show. This is the Late Night Alternative from 2003 on Talk Radio.
Jacked up jive talk for janitors, jazz cats, and gin soaked boys and girls.
Is that Commando?
If you're awake, you're a welcome.
I've got 5 cactus needles stuck in my.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Watch yourself on the Texas, please. I'm going to read this. It's offensive. This is an indicator of what I do not want from listeners. We're talking about iconic lovers. And we talked about Matthew Corbett and Sooty and Sue. And it says, Anonymous says, Ian, Matthew Corbett and Sue were not lovers, but legend has it that when he used to get smashed offset on Cheap Voddy, he used to use Sue like a sock.
Come on.
Disrespectful.
That's not very nice, Sooty.
I can do a better Sue than that.
No, you can't. That was an excellent Sue.
That's not very nice.
No, she spoke like that.
No, she didn't. It was softer and breathier.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. Now you're doing it. You're going breathy. I'm more like Sue than you are.
I don't think you are, Matthew.
I think I am.
No.
Oh, yes. Yes, I am. Now
have
I'm doing...
You've been practising that voice.
Yes, I have been. I'm Sue.
I'm Sue.
No, I'm Sue.
Come on, Matthew. I'm Sue.
I'm Sue. Iconic Lovers, Kermit and Miss Piggy. Thank you, Richard. Yes.
Oh, they broke up, though.
They keep getting back together.
Oh, no, they can't help themselves.
Sid and Nancy, says Jimmy. Iconic. That's druggy lovers. Did Sid Vicious kill Nancy Spungen? Did he kill her? Did he shoot her? She got shot. Was it him or was it Did she get right? Okay, don't Google it.
I'm not googling it.
Let's try and remember. I've not seen the film.
No, me neither.
Did Sid Vicious kill Nancy Spungen? Was it a heroin overdose? I think it was a drug deal. I want to say it was a drug deal, and she got shot.
Oh, but is it the Chelsea? Is that where they were?
No, it was in America, and in New York, hotel in New York, very famous hotel in New York, whose name escapes me. And it was. I'm going to say she was shot. Because he was charged with it, and then he died of a heroin overdose.
Wow.
Pretty sure. Let's see, there was another... John says, I can do a favour for you. Well, that's not... No, that's not it. We've not asked... John says, I can do a favour for you. I could stand in and give one of you a night off. 0344 499 1000. Big guy.
Let's hear you.
Tough guy.
Mm-hmm.
You think you're such a big guy? Let's hear what you got. Come and audition for the show. I'm off tomorrow. Kathy's penciled in.
Yeah, but I'm not fussed really.
Exactly. What? 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. Let's go to Giselle. Good evening, Giselle.
Evening.
I've got to say, Catherine's stomach is...
It's not me. It's you.
Totally. It's you. It's got a northern accent. It's crying out for pies and mash.
Oh, I mean, it's always crying out for pies.
Here's the thing, Giselle. Catherine and I are both, once again, probably foolishly, probably a fool's errand. We are trying to lose weight again. Catherine, I don't think, needs to. I think she's doing it as support for me, and I appreciate it. I do, because I'm very, very... I've got very unhappy with my body and my weight issues. So it's day three of getting up and eating a breakfast, having an omelette for breakfast. I don't normally do breakfasts, but everyone says you've got to have a breakfast. So having that, and I'm counting my calories. It's knit a diet. And then this evening, we didn't eat very much at all. And I'm going to be honest. I'm feeling all right.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough, Giselle, when I go home, because I do have to stop in the petrol station tonight and get some milk. Mustn't buy a sandwich. Mustn't buy a chocolate. They are verboten. I have to go home, I have to feed the cats, and I have to go straight to bed, Giselle, and no nicky-nacky news for me. I meant snicky-snacky snooze.
Okay. Very kind of you to suggest that I don't need to sort myself out, but my trousers have been getting very tight.
Didn't say you didn't need to sort yourself out. Oh. I said you're talking about losing weight. What you do in the privacy of your bathroom is entirely up to you.
Bathroom?
Or if you're stuck in traffic. Giselle, I would like to extend to you an official late night alternative. Thank you.
Okay.
Do you accept?
I accept.
Giselle very kindly sent me a little poster. It was you, wasn't it, Giselle?
Of course.
Was it you?
Yes.
Okay, good. Because imagine if it had been another Giselle and there's another Giselle at home. God damn. That goddamn Giselle stole my goddamn... Yeah. She's a piece of trash.
There can be only one.
Giselle sent me a very nice little inspirational quote from Robin Williams. It said, Nanu Nanu. And it didn't. But it's very nice. I'm going to get that framed. It's going to go in one of the boys' bedrooms. It's a nice little quote about madness and clinging onto it and stuff. So thank you. That was very kind.
And also, she's been very nice to me.
And here's the thing, because normally when listeners send me stuff, it goes straight in the bin. But that... I opened it. I thought, yeah, okay, that works. That's very kind. So thank you, Giselle. That's very, very kind.
No problem, although you don't need to thank me.
Too late.
Well, you just wasted 2 minutes of precious airtime there. Oh, I wish you'd have said that straight away. It's out there. I'm a great guy. This is what I do. I do great things because I'm a great guy. Giselle, please get to the point. So often is the case with your calls. You really do bang on for quite
she
a bit,
does, doesn't she?
Skirting around the issue. Just dive in and get to the meat and two veg, please.
Can you do me a favour?
Yes, we can. That's what we're here for.
Could you explain to me how tarot cards work, please?
Yes, of course I can. Tarot cards, there are several ways of reading the tarot cards, and there are two parts to the tarot deck. There are the main part, and then there are the extracurricular part of the deck. The main part of the deck, I believe, has something like 21 cards. I could be wrong. It's been a long time since I've read them, but I can read them. I have a set of tarot cards that was sent to me by a very famous pop star from America. And do you know what? Friday show, I'm bringing them in. I'm going to read the tarot for the listeners. It's the main arcana. Here we go. It's coming back. It's coming back, Giselle. Let's get the appropriate music, because this is important stuff we're doing here. It's the higher arcana and the lower arcana. The higher arcana are the cards that you probably recognise, the Priestess, the Hanging Man, and other things like that. The lower arcana, kind of, they're more subtle shades as opposed to the bold colours. Things like the 12 of Swords, the 11 of Swords, the 10 of Swords, things like that, the 9 of Swords. And that is what modern playing cards are based on, the lower arcana. What you do, Giselle, is you connect spiritually with the cards, and you allow the person whose reading is being done henceforth to connect spiritually. Sorry, Catherine, you right?
Carry on.
Okay. The person who is having their cards read connects spiritually henceforth. And then you just throw it open to the universe, and you let Mother Nature do it. You yourself, as a reader and a readee, you don't actually do anything. The universe does it for you. All I will be is not an arbiter.
A conduit.
Well, I don't even know if it's conduit.
It's a charlatan.
A translator. I'll speak to you in a bit. Mm-hmm. I will be a translator of what the cards say. I will be an interpreter. I will interpret the cards. That's how it works, Giselle. Pretty
well. There's one explanation. The other one is, of course, it works on superstition and bullshit.
Well, you were going to say suspicion, so that just goes to show you don't actually know what you're talking about, and you shouldn't be trusted, because I'm suspicious about you. Does that answer your question, Giselle?
Yes, it does. Thank you for my favour. And also to Catherine, I do love you, but you've got 3 hours tomorrow for superstition and BS, so...
Yeah. Excellent. Let's hold off.
Thank you. Thank you. Giselle, maybe you'll call in on Friday and I'll read your tarot.
Maybe I will.
Okay, or maybe you'll bottle it. Oh, gosh. Well, this is... okay. This is apparently how Nancy died. Nancy Spungen died. It's not nice. I'm actually going to issue a trigger warning if this is true. And I have no reason to doubt someone who's tweeting us called Martin Get a Life. This is actually horrible, right? And it's grimmer than I thought, okay? It involves self-harm. So and I'm not making light of this because this is horrible. If self-harm is particularly triggering to you, switch off for a minute, I would suggest, because this isn't going to be very nice. Sid and Nancy were taking turns to cut each other with a knife. Sid passed out. When he woke up, Nancy had bled out and was dead. Charged with murder, somebody stood bail, paper, and he overdosed on bail, some say on purpose. That's sad. And I think he was like 21, 22. He's no older than 23, I'm sure of it. I think he was like 21.
He wasn't a member of the 26 club.
No. Oh, I mean, it's a really sad story, Sid Vicious. The last, John Lydon's written a few autobiographies, and the last one, whose name escapes, the title escapes me, he's got a lot of love for Sid Vicious, and he writes very beautifully about him, and about how, go on.
He was 21.
He was a boy, wasn't he? About how he was abused by his mum in as much as, like, Johnny Rotten, John Lydon would go round to Sid's flat where he was living with his mum, and Sid would have like a bowl of cornflakes, and his mum would like sprinkle this brown sugar on the cornflakes, right? And after a while, he'd go, why is she putting sugar on it? He said, oh, no, it's heroin.
Flipping out.
His mum was putting heroin on his cornflakes. What chance do you stand in that situation? None whatsoever. Well, thank you for that, Martin. That's grim. But of course, Sid Vicious is held up, and I did as for a while when I was younger, held up as a hero, a rock and roll hero, you know, and as something to aspire to be. When he said it, it's a really sad, scared little boy, you know, lost.
He didn't have a chance, by the sounds of it.
Have a chance. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. We've got features. We've listened to the feedback on online, in some of the forums and some of the social medias, and we have decided we're gonna listen to the feedback. We're gonna have no more obscure musicians, no more guests.
Oh, we just talked about punk though.
But not as a guest.
Okay.
Not as a guest.
Oh, we didn't play any punk music.
Didn't play any punk. Never played any punk. Instead, what you guys want, you've told us again and again and again, is you want us talking, sharing our lives, but not talking about drugs and mental health, and features. Well, you're gonna have features coming out of your wazoo. In fact, there's a feature. What? Oh, you did this the other day, didn't you? Do this. What's been inside your body?
No. What if you had stuck in you?
Yeah. What's been inside your body?
Not necessarily.
Okay. Well, then I'm gonna. So you're saying it's different?
I think it's different.
What
yeah.
did I say?
What if you had stuck inside your body?
No. That's what you just said. What was yours?
What if you had stuck in?
Right.
Yeah.
What's been inside your body?
Oh, no. I think mine was what have you been stuck in? So it's completely different.
No, yours was what have you had stuck inside you? I'm sure I saw someone.
No, I don't think so.
Really? Mm-hmm. What had you been stuck? What had people been stuck in then?
Well, they didn't respond because they never do. I think I can't remember. You know when you throw out gold and then they come on and they want to talk about everything else?
No, I don't. When I throw out gold, they come and pick the gold up.
No.
Okay, well, I'm doing what's been inside your body. Steady.
Two human beings. Children.
Oh, I'm going to report you to the authorities. Think it sounds cool? It's not cool. It's disgusting.
No, it was disgusting. I got rid of them as quickly as possible after the 9 months.
Baby, sorry, I totally misunderstood that. I thought that was a horrible, horrible confession.
What did you mean? Just two?
Sorry?
Oh,
here we go. I was more concerned about the fact they were children. So, please, I'm trying to tell the listener to just play it cool, and you're playing it like a fool. Don't. There's another feature.
You were playing it cool.
But you acted like a fool.
Call me now, 03444991000. You've got to say call me now on the end, otherwise they won't know. It's a cue to call.
I'd forgotten how easy it was doing this shit.
Yes.
It's so easy coming up with this stuff once you get back into that. Right, okay. So when have you tried to look cool, but you acted like a fool? 03444991000. What's been inside your body? Just, you know what I mean?
Oh, hang on. No, CJ did ring up with something that had been inside his body.
Okay.
I think it was a candle.
Okay. Well, let's just tread carefully, please. Do you want to start the conversation? Can you do us a favour? Iconic lovers and just for show. That's my favourite one. What have you got that is meant to do something, but you don't use it? It's just for show. 03444991000. This is going to be some hell of a show. I had a candle stuck up his bum. 03444991000. The late night alternative with Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Excuse me.
Oh, Dad.
Hello, I'm Martin Kellner.
And I'm his daughter, Ruthie.
We do a podcast. It's called Ruthie, Me and My Dad.
In which I tell him how he's wrong about most things.
And I explain to her who the Bee Gees were. It's on Acast and Apple Podcasts.
And all your favourite podcast providers.
It's a unique generation gap conversation between a baby boomer dad
and his Generation Z daughter.
That's Ruthie, Me and My Dad. Brand new episodes every Thursday.
Moonlit musings from mums, madams, and meat packers.
Oh, never mind, I must have misheard.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
The station's brilliant.
On Talk Radio.
Let's go to Joan as policewoman. Good evening, Joan. It's a reference for the kids.
I like that.
Thank you.
And where and how much? But the answer's probably if it's a weeknight.
Hello, Joan. Joanie Joan Jones. Jonington.
Hello.
Joan alone.
Hello.
Hello, Joan.
Hello.
You all right, Joan?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Pardon?
What is... Turn your radio off.
Oh, I didn't hear her. Sorry, I heard Ian talking.
You silly sausage. I'm trying to see if the... Oh, here we go. We'd like...
Shut up.
Who's going to shut up? Me?
That's rude.
I'm not going to shut up. Cat food?
Is that calf?
Cat food? Turn your radio off, Joan!
She's listening on the radio.
His dog was eating sausage.
Yes. Hello?
Hello?
Turn your... No, this is Ian. Turn. You're on the air. Turn the radio off.
I've got it off. Oh, I've got a red phone, that's all.
OK. What can we do for you?
Yeah, pardon?
What?
Ian wanted to know if you've got...
Dennis lives.
You don't use.
The what, sorry?
Ian wanted to know if you had something you don't use.
That is Ian. You're talking to Ian.
Oh, I have.
What? I do.
Hearing aid.
I've got something I don't use.
Come on, Joan.
Yes. It's a wax eye. I can't see through it.
A wax eye?
Yeah, to be sure.
Hey. When you die, Joan, can I have it?
I've had one since I was 19, but they're making them wax now.
Well, why are they not making... Can you not just shove a marble in there?
No. In the First World War, they did.
Yeah, just put... What like proper... Like it's Chinas
like
and Steelies?
Pop bottles.
Aye. Oh, the ones that... The really? They put them in people's heads instead of eyes?
When they bought the pop bottles, they used to save them, and if the soldiers lost an eye, they used to pop them in, keep the socket open.
Surely you could put anything you wanted in there, like a golf ball...
No.
Yeah, why not?
It'd be too big.
I could fit a golf... Have you ever seen the people that can make their eyes pop out of their heads? No, seriously, they can make them pop out... I've seen it a few times, pop through...
When I was in hospital last time...
Yeah?
My other eye was septic, because they'd taken a stitch out, somebody that didn't know what about it.
Oh, blimey.
And I've lost most of sight in that eye now.
Aye.
But I was in a ward on my own, I had Radio 2 on,
yes.
And I was listening to this music, and a song came on.
Yes.
And it was called, What Would You Do If You Had No Skin?
Oh, my God, what a romantic song that is.
My granddaughter did. I don't know who's singing it, but it's really funny.
What would you do if you had no skin?
At the end of it, it says, What would you do if you had no skin? There'd be nothing for the nurse to stick the needle in.
Oh.
Anyway, it's nice to hear you both.
Nice to hear you too, Joan. Thank you. Take care.
You're welcome, Ian. Bye, love.
Bye-bye. Although I'm not convinced you did actually hear any of us, but thank you. It's always nice to talk to you. Thank you. Good evening, John.
Evening, Ian. Evening, Cass.
Ah, this is John who reckons he could do us a favour.
Oh, John. Well, John.
You took my tweet a little bit out of context. You didn't read it at all.
Sorry?
You made it sound like... Actually, you didn't read it at all. You made it come across as if I was having a bit of a go.
Hang on a minute. Hang on a minute. Hang on a minute. Let's read it again. And let's find out exactly whether... Oh, where is it? Where has it gone? I think it might have been handed over to the authorities already, actually, because I can't...
That was me.
Please stop your stomach. Please.
Oh, feed me then.
Sorry. Here we go. See if this sounds menacing or not, OK? I'm just going to read it straight, OK? Just going to read it absolutely straight, and you tell me, is this... menacing or is this not? Hang on a minute. Let's just get rid of this music. This music's not going to help, is it? Okay, so this is a tweet that was sent in a little bit earlier during the show. Is this menacing or not? I can do a favour for you. Well, one of you. No, not that. I could stand in and give one of you a night off. Or add me to the show.
Oh my.
Now
shivers.
Is that menacing? I don't know. I just read it.
Threatened, so that's a threat, right?
I just read it.
Menacing. I thought it was quite sexy the way you were saying it. To be honest, didn't sound like that coming out of my mouth.
It didn't. Well, go on then, John.
Yeah, well, you know.
Do the show now then. Go on.
Right, there we then. Call it Ian. You're through talk radio.
You're a knob.
Right, you're cut off. Don't allow him on again.
He knows.
He's not bad.
He knows the protocol.
Right, I think we got a Catherine lined up for you now.
All right, yeah.
Hiya, John. Hello, I'm a massive fan of yours.
Oh, good. Yeah, we'll join the queue. Yeah, fine.
I've been looking at you through your window at night.
Oh, yeah, I thought I saw you.
Touching myself.
The door, like, really? I don't think that's appropriate for this day, but...
There we go. Well done.
Correct answer.
You pulled it back.
Whoa!
Which is, it's not something we should be doing, really. Okay.
Yes.
Now who's looking through the window?
No. 0344 499 1000. If you want to speak to John, John reckons he can do us a favour.
The John Show. You've heard of the One Show?
This is the John Show. It doesn't really...
John!
Here's what his show will be. His show will be called Dear John, and it's people phoning up saying they're never listening to this rubbish ever again. If you want to phone up...
Alternatively,
yes,
it could be phoning up to say, can we change the name of the show to the John Cass and Ian Show?
It's got his name first.
I know. The cheek
let's
of it.
Let's not presume what the listeners are going to say.
Okay, well let's just wait. We're not
going to... Give him the phone number then, John.
Go on.
Basics. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that's gonna be your job. I'll be the leader of the show. You see. So
but you're not giving the. Got give the phone number out. No one's calling because you're not giving the number out.
Give them the number, Ian. Will you?
Flipping it.
Wow. Well, hey, this is what it's like to be me.
Yeah. Well, actually, I don't remember it. Kath, can you give the number out, please?
0344 499 1000.
If you want to speak to John, it's John time. John, with John.
On the John.
On the John.
Say I'm your number, John.
Say what?
Say I'm your number,
that, the
John.
The number one, number John thing doesn't work. I know what it is. It's Papa John.
Papa John.
My boys saw a Papa John's by the cinema the other day. They were in hysterics going, look, it's Papa John. And they kept calling me Papa John.
Why?
I don't know, because you met my kids, they're nuts. If you want to speak to Papa John, 0344. I'm really working for the phone calls here, John, and ain't nobody coming through. We'll take calls straight to air for the next 90 seconds for Papa John.
Let's call it good night, John boy.
Let's hear it.
Here we go. And the phones are going.
There must be a fault with the line. Is it working?
It's working, yeah, because you're on, mate. Maybe it's... I think it's a fault with the vibe.
You think? No, surely not. Really?
Oh, call straight to air if you want to speak to Papa John. 03.
Pump the vibe quick, John.
Come on, pump it. Yeah, here we go.
Come on, guys.
There we go. Well,
could it be that bad, really?
You're sounding desperate as opposed to vibe pumpy.
Well, I'm getting the feeling that you're just not letting them straight through.
No, there's no, it's not a conspiracy, John. It's not a conspiracy. Sure? There's no phone calls, Papa John.
Well, at least we might get a sponsor for the show.
Here's the thing. I don't think saying the company's name a lot gets you a sponsor. I think it gets you in trouble. Let's try. We've got another 60 seconds before we're going to have to cut you off. 0344 499 1000. Call up and speak to Papa John. It's the Papa John Show. This could be the shortest running show. Hang on a second. Line two, you're through to Papa John.
Hi, John. How are you doing?
I'm all right, mate. How are yourself?
Ah, mate, I've been listening to you for the last 30 seconds. You know, absolutely brilliant show. I'm a big fan of yours, man.
What?
I think you're absolutely brilliant. A lot better than that Ian Fitz's-name guy. What? I just think you're brilliant, mate.
What is this?
Yeah, well, he's yesterday's news now. It's a new show. I might keep it up as well. You know.
I totally agree with you. It is. This is a brilliant show.
Right.
I've loved it. Listen, been listening to you since you came on. You're absolutely magical.
He's gone. Let's go to prank callers. Let's go to line three. Line three, you're through to Papa John.
Oh, hi. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I never want to listen to this rubbish again.
Oh, dear.
Bye, John.
That's more like it.
Try not to be too hurt.
Let's go to line three. Line three, you're through to Papa John.
Hi, Papa John. This is your producer, Amy. I'm here to help.
Oh. Oh,
oh hello there. What can we do?
Hi. Where's the vibe gone?
Hello?
Hello.
What can we do for you?
So, John. What? No, John, I'm your producer, darling, so I'm here to help.
Okay, well, maybe you should take some phone calls. What do you think, producer?
Absolutely.
Okay, let's go. Oh, she was doing the number. Sorry, producer Amy, I do apologise. We've got line three. You're through to Papa John.
Hello, Papa John.
Hello, line three. How are you doing?
I'm all right. How are you? I thought sounded a little bit
rookie error. Right? Don't never ask them how they are, because they'll tell you.
We're late for the news, and
there's nothing going on in the news anyway. The listeners are more important, Ian. Give the listeners a chance to speak.
All right.
You can explain it to the boss tomorrow, John.
Go on then.
What can we do for you?
I mean, I was just phoning up to help you out.
Oh well, yeah. Well, have you got anything you'd like to talk about?
Can I do anything for you?
No, I don't think so. Do you specialise in anything in particular?
Not really. I can do anything.
Okay, let's go. Let's go. Line four. You're through to Papa John.
Oh, brilliant! Hello, John.
Hello, line four. Hello, mate.
Hello, mate. Great show. Not much better than the Brad and Catherine show I tried to pull off 2 weeks ago. But I don't think you're as good as the Ian Catherine show. I'm afraid.
You don't think so?
No.
Well, the callers seem to be coming through. I've never known they'd be so busy in the last 5 minutes.
Line six, you're through to the Papa John on the Papa John show.
Papa John's pity party.
Marvellous, thank you. Just checking, do you do deep pan?
We can do whatever you want, mate.
Brilliant. I'll come back in order in a bit. Thank you again. Bye-bye.
Okay, let's go. And last one, because this show's getting on my... Line seven, you're through to Papa John.
Papa John Baggershite all about?
There we go. I think he speaks for a nation there, Papa John. You're a good sport, Papa John, but I think we're going to stick with the regular stand-in of... what's your name?
Pink.
Pink is going to be standing in. But thank you, Papa John. You're a good sport. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. This is the Late Night Alternative with Very Late for the News on Talk Radio.
Experience the unconventional.
Evening, boss.
The unpredictable.
What's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee. The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.